And that was the Pandemonium Model here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Tune in again next week, same time, to soothe your inner demons.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Cast Iron, and I am one of your hosts, Didia.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay, so here's the deal. David Letterman chose Conor as the rightful heir to his primetime television slot, but CBS forced his hand to corporate puppet Stephen Colbert. Need proof? Look at Letterman's beard. Obvious cope. Fortunately, for the common man, WRCT has picked up the originally proposed program. Tune into America's Favorite Show with Conor to hear what the man doesn't want you to. Thursdays at 11 p.m. on WRCT. Do you want to hear the same four chords accompanied by aggressively untrained vocalists for an hour? Me too. Join The Stupid Doctor at 4 on Mondays and listen to Gutter Youth only on WRCT.
Wants to be the first to say. face. Wants to be the first to say goodbye. Thank you.
I can't live without your love. I can't live without your love. My mind is always in a rush. Sometimes I love you way too much. I can't live without your love. I can't live without your love. My mind is always in a rush. Sometimes I love you way too much. It's a strange game you and me play. It's a night move, such a hot day. Trying to keep cool, stuck in my head. Think about you, just can't get away. Without your love, I can't live without your love. My mind is always in a rush. Sometimes I love you way too much. It's a strange game you and me play. It's a night move on such a hot day. Trying to keep cool, stuck in my head. Think about you, just can't get away. Just can't get away. Just can't get away.
That was Cast Iron. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. If you like that, please feel free to tune in again at 8 p.m. on Fridays.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You've worked hard all your life. Retirement worries shouldn't get in the way, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. But many Americans are finding that retiring on a fixed income is hard. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website from the National Council on Aging. With just a few clicks, you can see if you qualify for thousands of dollars to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. BenefitsCheckup.org. You've earned this. This message is supported by the Administration for Community Living.
I want to start today with the Haitian immigration crisis. This is potentially one of the first major Joe Biden tests that is sort of going aimlessly and contributing to Joe Biden's declining approval rating. We talked about Joe Biden needs a big accomplishment to stem the decline in his approval rating. The situation with Haitian immigrants does not seem to be helping. So we're going to go through it. And I think, you know, there's this unfortunate thing where every time I say, hey, guys, is Biden dropping the ball here? People angrily email me and they say, David, have you become some kind of right wing Trumpist or whatever? Presidents mishandle things. And it doesn't mean that I would prefer Donald Trump to be president of the United States. Just sometimes presidents don't immediately or at all handle situations correctly. And I think this is one of those situations where, due to its complexity and due to conflicting messaging from the current administration, it is hurting Joe Biden. And we can talk about to what degree that's fair. So let's start with some of the latest news here. Reuters reporting, angry scenes at Haiti airport add to Biden pressure over expulsions. And we'll talk about what that means in a second. Angry scenes broke out at Haiti's main airport on Tuesday among migrants sent home from a squalid Texas border camp as U.S. President Joe Biden faced mounting pressure to stop an expulsions policy the U.N. refugee chief said may be illegal. Nearly 10,000 migrants, mainly Haitian, remain in worsening conditions in the impromptu camp that sprung up under a bridge spanning the, as it's called in the U.S., the Rio Grande. From the Texas town Del Rio to Mexico's Ciudad Acuña. In recent days, U.S. authorities have removed at least 4,000 people from the site for processing in detention centers. Some 523 Haitians have been deported to their homeland on 4 flights, with repatriation set to continue on a regular basis, according to DHS. Returnees reacted angrily as they stepped off flights at Port-au-Prince Airport after spending thousands of dollars on arduous voyages from the troubled Caribbean nation via South America, hoping for a better life in the United States. On Tuesday, they found themselves back where they started. A group of men in white T-shirts rushed back toward the plane after they disembarked, with one man attempting to get back on board, witnesses said. The migrants broke into a restricted area of the airport as they attempted to recover passports and personal belongings. Ground staff closed the door of the plane before the man could scale the steps back in. Tempers ran high, exacerbated by the news the Haitian government had accepted the deportations. So there's an OK article in Politico outlining the potentially problematic future of this for Joe Biden. Now, before we look at the article, I think it's important to mention part of the problem here is that this is a very complicated situation. And you simultaneously have Jen Psaki saying the treatment of the migrants is unacceptable. And you have deportations, but they're saying, well, the people being deported are basically just the men, but the women and children are staying, and conservatives are angry either way. So I'm not pretending that there is objectively a correct solution here that would absolve Joe Biden of any drag on his approval. But we can still acknowledge that this is causing a problem for Joe Biden. The Politico article says Biden slips into political quicksand amid Haitian migrant buildup. The article is by Natasha Karecki and